Yes. Well, I wish I had had him as a teaching assistant, to tell you the truth, because it was Smythe's idea that he was not going to teach. You were supposed to learn. So he wouldn't tell you. And he wouldn't tell you, indeed, how to solve his problems. You could work some through in the book. Well, so what happened? Here I was, and I'm not boasting, a straight A-plus student everywhere I'd ever been, and I flunked that course.
This is a graduate
barrier course to a PhD. Okay, I flunked absolutely cold out, okay? And it was a, as I recall, three-quarter course. You had three parts to it. Well, that meant no PhD, but Caltech always said, you can have a second try at it, and if you can get your average above the necessary C or whatever it was, well, all right. And very few people ever made it the second time if they couldn't figure it out the first time. So I spent the summer going through every problem in Smythe's book. And it got awfully tedious after a while, and suddenly the light hit. I saw the key to the lock, and I hadn't seen it before, and nobody would tell you, least of all Smythe. And that was that for every one of his problems, and I later learned for a lot of the world's problems, there is a simple way of getting the answer, and there is the standard way of getting the answer. The standard way takes a lot of time and a lot of grinding and a lot of work. Okay? The simple way you get by sitting back and thinking, are there whole chunks of this problem that have already been solved? For example, has some famous mathematician solved a certain kind of equation? Absolutely. Okay? And it's expressed in terms of Bessel functions. I didn't know a Bessel function for the rock on the ground when I began this thing. I didn't know what they were. It turns out they're solutions to boundary conditions. Okay? And if you express it in Bessel functions, you can it essentially worked out what all the mathematical answers are. So it suddenly occurred to me that all of his problems were of the same type.
So he designed these all to have a simpler way.
There was always a simple way. Uh-huh. Okay? And so what his courses had consisted of was a set of problems in an exam session where there were always four problems. If you solved it in the simple, clear way that Smythe was always aiming for, which he never told you, naturally, you could do the whole schmear in maybe half to three-quarters of an hour, well within the one-hour time limit. Hmm. Absolutely no problem. If you didn't, you were lucky to get past two of them. Okay. Well, I had been struggling the hard way, mm-hmm. not understanding what the message was. So I then went back and said, well, I want to do two things. I'll take the first semester over again. At the end of the first semester, just to backstop, and I want to take the whole course by exam. And so I thought, this guy's a lunatic, because he told me. And well, I took the first semester and cracked it with a straight A. Then I went in to take the whole course by exam. He looked a bit pityingly at me, I guess. So I sat down. It was a 4-hour exam. A whole slew of problems. Okay. Well, in about an hour and a half, I'd finished them all. And I walked into his office and said, here's what I can do. And he looked up, thinking, this guy's flunked. I said, well, I'll look at him. He looked at him. So they're all done. All of them were clean, perfect, straightforward. So I got an A for the course as a whole on top of that. Well, it taught me a number of things. And one of the things that I found out was that there are what I call the three-line solutions. Many problems you can show what the proof is in just a very few lines. Mm. Or, if you will, a few points in logic worked carefully through. That there is a clean, clear way of doing it. That had a profound influence on the rest of my life, which is the reason I told the story in detail.